Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak. VOA.
Dolly Parton merilis album terbarunya, I Believe in You, beberapa waktu lalu. Kali ini, album Parton itu untuk pertama kalinya ditujukan untuk pendengar anak-anak. Hasil penjualan album itu akan disumbangkan bagi Imagination Library yang didirikan Dolly Parton.
Yes, every dime from this album goes to the Imagination Library to put more books in the hands of more children.
Imagination Library adalah program yang mengirim buku-buku gratis kepada anak-anak berusia di bawah 5 tahun setiap bulan. Dalam waktu dekat, mereka akan mengirim buku gratis yang ke 100 juta sejak program itu dijalankan Parton 20 tahun lalu. Ia menulis semua lagu dalam album tersebut.
Yes, I did, and I loved singing those songs. I loved writing them because I wanted to also write things that would be really good tools, teaching tools for kids. I address things like the bullying and using your imagination, being loyal with your friends and believing in yourself and knowing that you can try, you know, having your confidence. So I really tried to cover all the moods of children in the little I Am a Rainbow, using their moods and their feelings as colors. And so I really wanted to do something that was singable and fun and uplifting, and even wrote a couple of songs for sick children. I have one called Chemo Hero.
Jika album anak-anak ini sukses, ia akan membuat album anak-anak berikutnya.
I would love to maybe put together a tour of children's songs and have some puppets and create some new big old, you know, outrageous looking fun things with great lighting and, you know, singing these songs.
Tahun ini menandai 50 tahun Dolly Parton merilis album untuk pertama kalinya. Apa rencananya di masa depan?
And try to figure out what I want to do musically. So it won't be anytime soon, certainly not this year, and I'm not sure about next year, but I will definitely sometime be back out on the road because I love the fans and I love the music.
Dolly Parton saat ini sedang bekerja sama dengan aktris Jennifer Aniston dalam pembuatan film Dumpin.
But Jennifer is starring in the movie. And she's also producing it. But the story is about a little girl that was a big fan of mine. And she's a little overweight girl. And her mother, Jennifer Aniston, was a beauty queen of years back and still holds the beauty contest. And her daughter wants to be in the contest. And that's kind of a tricky thing. But she builds her confidence by listening through my songs and supposedly things I've said. So they asked me, since the story was kind of based on my music and me, if I would write some additional music, and the soundtrack will have a lot of my old songs in it and a few new ones that I've written, but I'm not actually in the movie.
Saya Lea Johannes untuk VOA Washington.
The Voice of America.
VOA Executive Lounge, tanpa dirasa sudah tiba waktunya kami berdua pamit langsung dari Washington DC.
Iya, jangan lupa untuk menyimak terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa diakses melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Juga kunjungi Facebook kami untuk berita-berita terbaru, Twitternya ya. Terus Instagram @VOArantau.
Iya, baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Aryona Arifin mengucapkan sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye.